before the Baal Shem Tov passed away. He knew that the time is coming that he's going to pass away. He passed away on Shavuos. And right before Shavuos, he called in, Kindalach, his closest Talmidim and his closest Chassidim, and he told each one a special thing. For example, Reb Michele Zlotchever was a very big chassid, a very halakha person. There's a nigun that he used to sing that the Baal Shem Tov used to love very much. We call it Reb Michele Zlotchever's nigun. And the Baal Shem Tov asked Reb Michele to please sing the nigun before the Baal Shem Tov passes away. He wants to hear this beautiful nigun. And the Baal Shem Tov listened to the nigun, and he told Reb Michele, whenever you sing that nigun, even if I'm going to be in Olam Haba, I'm going to be in the next world, I'm not going to be in this world anymore. But whenever you sing that nigun, I will come to you from the next world, I will give you a bracha, and I'll even save you from a trouble if you're in trouble. I'll come and help you if you sing that nigun. Such a halakha nigun, like a key to the Baal Shem Tov, to call the Baal Shem Tov. Now, he told different Talmidim, especially about different things they should do to help Chassidus to go into the world. Because as we know, the Baal Shem Tov, he visited the Heichal of the Mashiach up in Gan Eden. And he asked the Mashiach, when are you coming? And the Mashiach said, well, he asked like this. He says, Eimasai ka'asi mar. The Baal Shem Tov, when he went into the Heichal of the Mashiach in Gan Eden, he was able to get in there because it was so halik. He asked the Mashiach, Eimasai ka'asi mar. When are you coming, Mashiach? We want you to come. When are you coming? And Mashiach answered the Baal Shem Tov, Lecheshe yafutsu maina secha chutza. When your wellsprings are going to spread to the outside, which means when Chassidus goes to the outside, all over the world, and reaches to the outside, that's when Mashiach is going to come. And so the Baal Shem Tov, his main concern, his main thing was to bring Mashiach. And he told his Talmidim and his Chassidim different things to help Chassidus to reach the outside, to spread Chassidus. And each one he gave a different shlichus, to go to a different place, to do different things. And then he called Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, one of his big chassidim, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, a very halakha chassid. And he says to Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, he says like this, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, you saw many, many things. You've been with me for a long time and you've seen many things. We've gone places together. We've done things together. You've seen things that I've done. You've seen people that I've helped. And your shlichus is to travel around, to go around different places, wherever you go, and tell maises, tell stories, Baal Shem Tov stories. Tell stories to people about things that you saw and things that you know. And things that you've done with me, things that we've done together. And when people hear these stories, this is going to be a very big help for people. As we know, Kinalach, even now, it's an inyan on Moitzi Shabbos to tell a maisa from the Baal Shem Tov. And if you don't know a maisa from the Baal Shem Tov, from any tzaddik, because this helps to strengthen the emunah and the bitachin in Hashem. It helps to trust Hashem and to believe in Hashem, and it gives a koyach for a whole week. Bechlal, to hear maises from a tzaddik. It's emunas tzaddikim, especially Maitzi Shabbos. How many boys on Maitzi Shabbos sometimes have a malava malka and they hear a story about a tzaddik, especially the Baal Shem Tov? It's the beginning. Yaakov Yosef Kinalach had the shlichus to go around wherever he goes, to travel around, and Dafka tell maises from the Baal Shem Tov wherever he goes. Okay? That's what he's going to do. Sure enough, Kinalach, the Baal Shem Tov passed away. And Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, he went around different places, he traveled around, and everywhere he went, he would tell maises from the Baal Shem Tov. He'd go to a shul, he'd daven there. After the davening, he'd call everybody together. Come, let's sit down, we'll learn, and you'll hear a maise from the Baal Shem Tov. They sit down and learn for a while, he'd tell a maise from the Baal Shem Tov. He would go to a bris by the Suda. He would get up and say, I'd like to tell a maise from the Baal Shem Tov. He would go to a bar mitzvah. He would speak l'kavod of the bar, for the bar mitzvah, and he would tell a maise from the Baal Shem Tov. He would go to a Malava Malka, or he would go to somebody's house to visit them, and he would tell a maise from the Baal Shem Tov. Everywhere he went, he would tell. Now, this was a shlichus from the Baal Shem Tov. Now, one time, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef was traveling far, far away, and he came to Italy, the country of Italy. And he came to the big city of Rome, the big city in Italy called Rome. And over there, he went to the shul. There's a Jewish community in Italy, in Rome, and he was davening over there in the shul. And after the davening, he said to the people, come, let's learn, and I'd like to tell everyone a story from the Baal Shem Tov. Well, people love this. They love to hear stories from the Baal Shem Tov. And they would sit down, and they heard the maise. All of a sudden, somebody said, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, did you ever go to the house of Reb Chaim? Now, in this story, it doesn't say exactly what his name was, but we're going to call him Reb Chaim. So at least we have a name for this person. Did you ever go to the house of Reb Chaim? Rabbi Yaakov Yosef says, who's Reb Chaim? This is the first time I'm in Rome. I really don't know anybody here. Oh, they said, Reb Chaim is a very rich man. He lives in a beautiful big house. And Reb Chaim, I think from the whole world, anyone who would love to hear a maaseh from the Baal Shem Tov, the most from the whole world, it must be Reb Chaim. There's something about him and maaseh from the Baal Shem Tov that's very special. Reb Yaakov Yosef says, well, really wherever I go, people love to hear maaseh from the Baal Shem Tov. Yes, but they said, this Reb Chaim is different. He tells people, whoever has a maise from the Baal Shem Tov, he'll pay money to hear a maise from the Baal Shem Tov. He loves maises so much from the Baal Shem Tov, he'll even pay money. And the more maises you know, the more money he'll give you. Now, most people say, if they know a maise, well, you know, we'll tell it, we don't need money for it. But he says, no, I want to pay money, I want to hear maises from the Baal Shem Tov. Anyone who knows a story from the Baal Shem Tov, I will pay them money. How much they want to hear a story from the Baal Shem Tov. Why don't you go and visit Reb Chaim? Reb Yaakov Yosef says, look, I don't want the money. This is the shlichus for my Rebbe. But if there's such a Yid whose mom is chalashink, he wants so much to hear maises from the Baal Shem Tov, so I feel that this is my shliches to go and tell him stories, because this is what the Baal Shem Tov told me to do. So I feel that I would like to go tell him the stories, but you know, the money, it's really not my my interest to go tell it for money. But I see that the main thing is, this is a Yid who wants to hear maises from the Baal Shem Tov, I would like to go visit him. Welcome to Allah. Everyone in Rome knew this Reb Chaim. Not only because he was a person who pays money for the Baal Shem Tov maises, but he was a very big Baltstocker. Not only he's a very big millionaire, a very rich man who lives in a big beautiful house, but he gave a lot of tzedakah, he had a lot of orchim, he shared his money. Very special kind of a person. And he goes now, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef goes to the big beautiful house of this Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim comes to the door. And he came to spend Shabbos there, because they told him that especially on Shabbos, this is the time that Reb Chaim has time to listen to maises, and he invites people for Shabbos. He has orachim. And every time he has an oirach, he says, do you know a ma'isa from the Baal Shem Tov? Do you know maybe a ma'isa from the Baal Shem Tov? I'll not only have you as my oirach, but I'll pay you money. And he had a special house in his yard. He had a big, gigantic yard, and he had a special, beautiful house with rooms just for the orachim. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef came, and he says, my name is Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, and I heard that you like to hear ma'isis from the Baal Shem Tov. Reb Chaim's face lit up. It was shining like a big light. Yes, yes, I would love to hear stories. Do you know a story? And Rabbi Yaakov Yosef says, not only I know one story, not only I know 5 or 10, but I know many, many stories. And not only that, but the Baal Shem Tov told me that my shlichus is to go around and tell stories from the Baal Shem Tov. When this Reb Chaim heard that, his face was shining. He was dancing around the room. Oh, good. Oh, Baruch Hashem. I'm so excited. I can hardly wait to hear it. I'll pay you silver. I'll pay you gold. I'll give you diamonds for every story. I can hardly wait till Shabbos comes. We'll sit around the table and hear ma'isis from the Baal Shem Tov. Reb Yaakov Yosef says, look, I'll gladly do it for no money. This is my shlichus. I'm just glad to see you. You're so excited to hear ma'isis from my Rebbe. And Kenelech Reb Chaim led Reb Yaakov Yosef not only to the house of Orachim, that's the rooms there. He led him to the most beautiful room. He brought him snacks of mezainis and coffee and delicious things and foods. He brought him Shabbos clothes. He brought him beautiful towels and beautiful bedding for his bed. And he took him to the mikveh, and he took him over there, and he showed him everything, the kitchen, and he showed him how everything is, the kashrus is wonderful. And he asked him, do you need anything? Do you need, maybe, who knows, whatever you need, I'll give you. And he was so excited. Kenelach, this is a special thing that Rabbi Yaakov Yosef never saw such a thing like that. Okay, it came time, Kenelach, for Shabbos. Reb Chaim had also a beautiful shul, just for his orachim, just for his family. He had so many people every Shabbos, they filled the shul with people. That was his orachim. They davened a beautiful mincha, and a beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos, l'chun v'manana, and l'cha deidi, and all the beautiful Shabbos davening. And this Shabbos, Kenelach Reb Chaim, everybody could see, was in a special good mood. Besides every Shabbos, that he was besimcha and happy that it's Shabbos, and feeling the oinig of Shabbos. But this Shabbos, he was in a special good feeling because he was going to hear ma'isis from the Baal Shem Tov. And then all the orachim, they came into Reb Chaim's dining room, a gigantic dining room with a big, gigantic table. And so many chairs. And each oirach had his own lechem mishnah, freshly baked by Reb Chaim's wife. And he had the most beautiful silverware and glasses and dishes. And the table was like a king's table. It was so beautiful. And they all sang Shalom Aleichem. And they all sang Eishes Chayil. And any oirach who wanted, if he wants to be Yetzi with Reb Chaim's Kiddush, he could be Yetzi, or else he could have his own wine, and he could choose what kind of wine he wanted, or grape juice. And he had his own silver becher. And Reb Yaakov Yosef had the seat right next to Reb Chaim, the seat of honor, because he was the one who was going to tell Baal Shem Tov Ma'isis. They went to wash after Kiddush, and everybody made hamaitzi, and they had the fishy, and they had the coleslaw, and they had the first things of the suda for Shabbos, and they sang a few nigunim, and they made l'chaim, and now Reb Chaim turns to Reb Yaakov Yosef, and he says, please, this is the time I've been waiting for. I'm chalashing already. I'm so excited. Please tell the first ma'isa of the Baal Shem Tov. And all the orachim are quiet. They're ready. Everybody's excited to hear a ma'isa of the Baal Shem Tov. And Reb Yaakov Yosef gets up so everybody could hear him because there's so many people there. And he starts to say, all of a sudden, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, he forgot. He forgot the maisa that he was going to tell. Now, he had so many maises, because this is a person that was with the Baal Shem Tov. He had gone places. He had seen things happen with the Baal Shem Tov. He had heard people come to the shul of the Baal Shem Tov and tell him all kinds of things that the Baal Shem Tov had done for them, and brachas, and all kinds of things. He knew hundreds of things. And all of a sudden, his mind was completely blank, empty, like a balloon. His head was empty like a balloon. There was nothing there. He couldn't remember a thing. And everybody's waiting. No, come on. You said you're going to tell stories on the Baal Shem Tov. I forgot completely. I can't remember anything, said Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. Very strange. Rabbi Chaim says, don't worry about it. Maybe you're hungry. Who knows? Maybe you'll have some chicken soup. You'll feel better. And they served the chicken soup. Everybody had delicious chicken soup. And Rabbi Chaim said, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, please get up and try again. Try to tell a maisa from the Baal Shem Tov. Okay? Now, right before he stood up, he had in his mind the story he wanted to tell. In fact, as he was eating the soup, he also remembered many stories that he could tell from beginning to end, and he knew everything that happened. He stood up and he says, hey, I can't remember again. A minute ago, I was remembering. Well, by this time, the Orchim are thinking, hey, wait a minute. Maybe he talked a dozen of those stories. Maybe he knew one that he told, maybe in the shul. But that's all. So he comes here, he says he knows so many stories. Maybe he wants to get some money. He wants to get so much money, maybe. No, they said he doesn't want money, so why doesn't he know stories? Maybe he wanted to get a nice room. No, he doesn't want a nice room, so why doesn't he know? He forgot. What means he forget? He forgets all the stories? Well, maybe he's so hungry he didn't have any chicken and kugel yet.
Okay.
And so they served the chicken and the kugel. And everybody ate chicken and kugel, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ate chicken and kugel. Some potato kugel, and some other kind of kugel. And everybody saw that, okay, he ate a whole Shabbos Suda. And Rabbi Chaim says, come on, let's try again. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, the whole time that he was eating the chicken and the kugel, he wasn't thinking about chicken and kugel. He wasn't thinking about chicken and kugel. He was thinking about the story that he wanted to tell. He was going over in his mind the story, every little part of the story, exactly what he wanted to say. And now he stood up, and as soon as he opened his mouth to talk, all of a sudden, again, his mind was completely empty. Empty like a balloon, like nothing is there. By this time, some of the Orachim were getting very upset. Some of them are getting nervous. What kind of a thing is this? Akinolach, Reb Chaim was not upset. He was not nervous. He didn't even look surprised. He was very patient. He said, look, we'll have dessert. After dessert, you'll try again. Akinolach, after dessert, he tried again. The same thing happened. Okay, they benched. Everybody went to learn a little bit. They sang a few nigunim, whatever it was. They went to sleep. The next day, they davened the beautiful davening at the shul. They had Kriyas HaTeira, they had Musaf, they had everything. And then they had another nice, beautiful suda for Yoyim HaShabbos. And the same strange things happened. After Kiddush, they washed, they ate, they started to eat. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef again tried to tell the story, he forgot. After each part of the meal, again he forgot. After the chont, he forgot. Whenever he tried to tell anything, his mind went blank. Everybody saw something very strange. After mincha, the same thing happened. Now, it came time after Havdalah, they were going to have Malava Malka. Malava Malka is Moitzi Shabbos, a special time for stories. Reb Chaim says, for sure, by Malava Malka, a special time for Maises of the Baal Shem Tov, I'm sure that we'll be able to hear a Maise from the Baal Shem Tov. And they serve the potatoes and the herring and the pickles. And some mashke, and Reb Yaakov Yosef tried again. And sure enough, when he tried again, he couldn't remember a thing. Kinalach. The Orchim left on Sunday morning. They were very disappointed. Reb Chaim Kinalach did not give up. He said, look, Reb Yaakov Yosef, stay on. Stay on a few days, stay on a week. Every day you'll try. Don't worry about it. I'll be patient until you remember your story. And he even invited the other Orchim, whoever wants to stay a whole week till the next Shabbos, they can stay a whole week till the next Shabbos. Most of them were impatient or they had someplace to go. Some of them Taka stayed. Now, each day, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef again tried until finally he saw, as the days go on, the strangest thing happened that he forgot every time. Until he decided, look, no use to just go on trying for nothing. Let me go. I'll go somewhere else. Maybe I'll have a better mazel somewhere else. A person goes another place, the mazel changes. Okay, Kinalach? Reb Chaim called for a wagon and horses to take Reb Yaakov Yosef wherever he wants to go. He was so nice. He said, even whenever you want to come back again. He never got upset once. He never got impatient or nervous. Only he was just hoping to hear a maase from the Baal Shem Tov. Finally, the wagon came. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef started to go on the wagon with his suitcase, with his things. He started to leave. All of a sudden, as soon as he sat down in the wagon, it came into his mind a certain story from the Baal Shem Tov. And it was so clear and so strong in his mind, he felt that this time he's not going to forget it. No way. He told the wagon driver, stop where you are. Wait. I have to run in. He ran in the house as fast as he can go. And he screams out to Reb Chaim, sit down quick. I've got to tell you this story. Okay, Reb Chaim sat down and Reb Yaakov Yosef started a story. And as soon as he started it, he didn't forget it. He remembered it. And he was able to tell the story. And this is the story that Reb Yaakov Yosef told Reb Chaim. Are you ready to hear the story?
Yes. Okay.
This is a story inside of a story. Okay. A long time ago, of course in the time of the Baal Shem Tov, it was one Moitzi Shabbos, and the Baal Shem Tov, all of a sudden, he came out, and he said to the wagon driver, bring the wagon, we're going on a trip. Moitzi Shabbos. There was a few Talmidim in the shul. Reb Yaakov Yosef says, I was one of them. And the Baal Shem Tov gave us permission to go with him on the trip. We were very excited to go on with the Baal Shem Tov on a trip. And we all went in the wagon, a few of us, with the Baal Shem Tov. And we started going the whole night. Now, as usually happened, the wagon driver fell asleep on top, and the horses just go by themselves, and the Baal Shem Tov is busy learning or saying Torah Baal Peh, or things that he's saying by heart, or he's thinking his thoughts, whatever he's thinking. The horses go by themselves, and they're going. He doesn't need even the wagon driver to be awake. They can even be asleep, and the horses are going. They travel the whole night, far away through the forests, on the roads, off the roads, didn't matter. The horses just go. In the morning, they came to a town. In the town, there was nobody outside on the streets. It was completely quiet. You didn't see one person walking in the town. Usually by that time in the morning, even a Sunday morning, you see people going in the street somewhere. Nobody in the whole town was on the street. All of a sudden, they came to a building, like to a house, And the Baal Shem Tov said to the wagon driver, stop, we're going in this house. We're going to go daven in this house. The Baal Shem Tov says to Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, go knock on the door and tell the lady in the house that we'd like to come in and daven and have breakfast in this house. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef does what the Baal Shem Tov says. He goes out of the wagon, he knocks on the door. Nobody answers the door. He knocks, nobody answers. He comes back to the wagon, he says to the Baal Shem Tov, I knocked and nobody's there. The Baal Shem Tov says, knock hard. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef goes back and he knocks hard. And all of a sudden, Kinalach, on the second floor, a window opens and a woman sticks out her head. And she says, what are you doing there? Don't you know how dangerous it is today? Go away! Go away before it's too late! And she slams the window shut. And Yaakov Yosef goes back and tells the Baal Shem Tov what happened. The Baal Shem Tov says, knock again, tell the woman that we'd like to come in, we'd like to daven in her house, and we'd like to eat something in her house. And Kinalach, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef didn't know what's going on, but he does what the Baal Shem Tov says. He knocks again, very hard. The woman sticks out her head. She says, don't you know it's dangerous? Run away before it's too late. And he says, the Baal Shem Tov says, we have to come in, and we have to daven in your house, we have to eat in your house, let us in. And the woman slams the door, slams the window shut, and she runs down and opens up the door. Come in! They come into the house. And the Baal Shem Tov says to the woman, what's the problem? She says, don't you know what's going on today? What's going on today? In the church, Sunday morning, they have the services in the church. The goyim go to the big church in the town. And over there is a galach. This galach is different from most of the other galachim. Because on Sunday, many times, the goyim go to the church in many towns. But this galach is full of fire against the Jews. He speaks against Jews. He makes everybody upset against Jews. And we're so afraid, because of the way he speaks, that when they come out of the church, they might, chas v'shalom, start some kind of trouble, some kind of riot, and they might come and do, chas v'shalom, something not good to Jews. So all the Jews on Sunday morning, we stay in until the afternoon, until all the goyim go home, and we know it's safe, and then we come out. Nobody goes out. It's dangerous. That galach is so dangerous. Well, the Baal Shem Tov says, don't worry about it. The Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim davened. They ate something. And all of a sudden, the Baal Shem Tov calls Yaakov Yosef and he tells him, Yaakov Yosef, do what I say. Go to the big church. The goyim are in the middle of their big service with the galach. Go up to the galach. Tell him that I want to see him. Akenalach, there are many questions you could have, but if Yaakov Yosef hears the Baal Shem Tov wants this done, he wants to do, of course, whatever his Rebbe says, and he goes and he does it. He goes across the town, out of the Jewish part of the town, into the non-Jewish part of the town. And over there is a big church. He walks into the church, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. And there is 1,000 goyim sitting in the church, and up in the front of the church is a galach, and he's screaming, and he's yelling, and he's shouting, and his face is red. And he's saying all kinds of not nice things, and the goyim are listening to it, and it's quiet. And Rabbi Yaakov Yosef goes down the aisle in front of everyone, And he goes up to the front where the Galach is speaking, and everybody sees this Yid in their church. He goes up to the Galach. Now you can imagine how scared a person would be to do that. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef is doing it because his Rebbe told him to do it. And he goes up to the Galach, a scary looking Galach, dressed in all of those robes with all of those getchkes and all of those tumas on him. And his eyes are fiery red and his face is fiery red, and he looks at the Jew right in front of him. And Rabbi Yaakov Yosef whispers, the Baal Shem Tov says he wants to see you. And the Galach got angry. Get out of here! Don't you see? It's the middle of church. What are you doing here? Get out! He sees how everyone is looking at him, staring at him. And now he goes back to the Baal Shem Tov. He leaves the church. He walks out. Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to him. And he goes to the Baal Shem Tov and he says, I went to the church, I went up to the Galach, I told him that you want to see him. But he didn't come. The Baal Shem Tov says to Yaakov Yosef, did you say quietly, or did you say loud that everyone could hear?